This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman, and here are some of the latest developments in the global coronavirus crisis. Tokyo reported a record rise in coronavirus cases on Saturday as Japan experiences a surge that now includes a new fast-spreading strain. Japan has also decided to ban all new entries of foreign nationals from December 28th to the end of January, following the detection of the new virus variant in arrivals from Britain. South Korea posted its second highest daily number of coronavirus cases on Saturday as outbreaks at a prison, nursing homes, and churches continue to grow, prompting authorities to plead for a halt to all year-end gatherings. Sydney residents were urged not to head to the shops for Boxing Day bargains, while those in some northern beach suburbs prepared to re-enter a strict lockdown for 3 days from Sunday as the Australian city seeks to stamp out a coronavirus outbreak. A fire killed at least 7 people and injured several others on Saturday at a private hospital that was treating coronavirus patients on the outskirts of the Egyptian capital, Cairo, local sources and media said. Iran has extended a nighttime traffic curfew to 330 lower-risk cities in an effort to sustain a recent fall in the number of new COVID-19 infections and deaths, state television reported on Saturday. And Russia on Saturday approved its main COVID-19 vaccine, Sputnik V, for use by people over the age of 60. Russian news agency cited the health ministry as saying people over 60 have thus far been excluded from Russia's national inoculation program as the shot was tested on this age group separately. The COVID-19 vaccine developed by China's Sinovac Biotech showed efficacy between 50 and 90%.